play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Tommy calling us from PRP. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
So Tommy's got brown hair, drives a Sorento, is a therapist, has been married for 7 years, has also been on America's Funniest Home Videos. So will you explain exactly what you did to get on America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes, my sister and I were dancing to burlesque when it was big, and I went to go, like, give her a light shove, and she flew into the dryer.
All right, well, so you didn't win any money, did you?
No, it was one of those where it's just, like, little snippets to show funny things, and it was just, like, a little snippet video.
Oh, okay. All right. That is so funny. I was once on, it was like America's Craziest Weddings or something like that.
Wild Weddings.
Yeah,
TLC's Wild Weddings.
It was a long time ago. It was when I told my wife I would take her for granted.
During
the actual wedding. So, yeah. So you and I both have a little something in common. You on America's Funniest Home Videos. Me on the Wild Weddings. So there you go. All right. Kelly's going to explain how Little Kid Drug Adult works.
All right, pretty simple. You will hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I started a fire making a quesadilla.
Nah, but who hasn't, really?
Little kid.
All right, you're a little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I didn't have a lot of luck last game choosing drunk adult. So I'll say little kid on this one, too.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
No!
You're already off to a great start.
Oh, no!
We got home late from being out at the club, and I was hungry. So I put cheese in a tortilla and then heated it up in the oven on a paper plate. Well, you can guess what happened next. Thankfully, it wasn't bad, and it was easy to put out. But, yeah, been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, we don't put paper plates in the oven.
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
All right, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I shot a booger on a friend in front of hundreds of people.
I'm going to say drunk adult because I don't really think little kids worry about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
See, I want to say little kid on this one. I want to say little kid on this one because I feel like it's the obvious answer. But a lot of times it's not the obvious answer, but I feel like it's the obvious answer here.
All right, so Tommy's saying little kid.
Drunk adult.
Okay. So Tommy's saying drunk adult.
I say little kid.
You're saying little kid, all right.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult!
Yay!
There you go.
We were at our friend's wedding, and I'd been pre-gaming, and right in the middle of the ceremony, I had to sneeze and tried to hold it in and shot a huge booger out of my nose right onto the back of my friend's neck, who was seated in front of me. It was not a good look.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. And you're right. Little kids don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right. All right, Tommy, let's try to get this last one right here. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got out of the bath and went and sat in the living room naked and did origami.
Naked origami.
Little kid.
Yeah, I think little kid on this one, too.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes!
Yeah, little kid, right on, for sure.
I was old enough to bathe myself, and I guess I just got bored and decided I was done and went straight into the living room and started doing origami. Didn't dry off or anything. Mom was not thrilled, and, you know, she still tells that story to this day.
Well, yeah, sometimes you just don't have time to get dressed.
That's great. Hey, Tommy, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done. Louder than life. You're going, my friend. And yeah, for sure. Weekend passes for you. So congrats and hang on the line. Just a quick sec for us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
Oh, it's pretty magical. We need more stories, though. We always need more stories. So you just voice note a little headline, a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story. Email it, Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.
Yep.